Tonight on the WB Network, a new series called Angel premieres. It's a spin-off of the existing series, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
The only thing I don't like about Buffy the Vampire Slayer is its title. Yes, it strikes just the right note of comedy. Teen Valley Girl becomes entrusted with saving the human race from the undead. But that same title keeps a lot of people from taking it seriously and from tuning in to watch it. But Buffy is starting its fourth season tonight, and I haven't missed an episode yet. When it comes to exploring and explaining the private lives and thoughts of teenagers, it's better than any other show on the air. Better than Dawson's Creek, better than Felicity, and better than anything since my so-called life. The only difference is, it also has vampires and other demons. Joss Whedon, who created both Buffy and its new spin-off Angel, knows exactly what he's doing. He's using the supernatural as a metaphor for everyday life and fears. Buffy, after a 2-year relationship with her boyfriend Angel, decided to make love to him and sacrifice her virginity. Right after she did, he became a monster and mistreated her horribly. Yes, it was because he was a vampire with a gypsy curse, but the feelings of vulnerability and betrayal, to anyone that age, are universal. This year, Buffy, played beautifully by Sarah Michelle Gellar, is starting college, just like Felicity, on another WB show, did a year ago. Buffy has the typical freshman problems her first day. Can't find her classes, hates her new roommate, is humiliated by a nasty teacher. Then at night, when she faces her first campus vampire, things don't get any better. It's a strong fourth season opener, setting up Buffy in a new environment. The spin-off show that follows, Angel, does the same thing. David Boreanaz, playing the vampire who loved and left Buffy, relocates to Los Angeles, where he comes home to his basement apartment to find someone waiting there. He's Bosley, played by Glenn Quinn, and he's a fellow good guy demon. He also, conveniently, recounts Angel's long, tortured, complicated story.
Well, I come in uninvited, so you know I'm not a vampire like yourself.
What do you want?
I've been sent.
By the powers that be.
Powers that be what? Let me tell you a little bedtime story.
But I'm not sleepy.
Once upon a time, there was a vampire. And he was the meanest vampire in all the land. I mean, other vampires were afraid of him. He was such a bastard. Then one day he's cursed by gypsies. They restore his human soul. And all of a sudden, he's mad with guilt. You know, what have I done? You know, he's freaked.
Okay. I'm sleeping.
Well, it's a fairly dull tale. It needs a little sex, is my feeling. So, sure enough, enter the girl. Pretty little blonde thing. Vampire slayer by trade. And our vampire falls madly in love with her. But eventually, the two of them, well, they get fleshy with one another. And the moment he... Well, I guess the technical term is perfect happiness. But when our boy gets there, he goes bad again. He kills again. It's ugly. So when he gets his soul back for the second time, he figures, hey, he can't be anywhere near young Miss Puppy Ties without endangering the boat. So what does he do? He takes off. Goes to L.A.
So that's it. If that sounds too silly for you, there's probably nothing I can say to persuade you to watch. But if the dialogue and tone sounded interesting, then Buffy and Angel just might be for you. Believe me or not, these are two of the better and more intelligent shows on the air right now.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. This is Fresh Air.